Morning and welcome to The Drive. It is April 24th on a Wednesday, midweek. Hope you guys are doing well today. It is nice and cool outside still here in the deep south, even as we're getting close to May. It's pretty awesome. It's 58 degrees right now at 5:53 a.m. And as you're driving or as you're home or wherever you are, just praying for you today. I think the power of intercession is incredibly important. We lift one another up in prayer on a consistent basis. I don't believe God brings people to our minds for any other reason than to pray for them. We're fighting this battle together, right? Because we follow the one who already has victory. So that's pretty assuring. But you guys, I'm gonna continue on with the life of Jesus. Here's Jesus' interaction with the religious leaders, and he says, he answered them after this interaction, and he says, "Why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition?" It's a good question. Here's the thing: let me pull out of my driveway first. The religious leaders were essentially, putting their, sorry guys, I'm pulling out and my windows are kind of fogged. There we go. The religious leaders were putting their man-made laws, their traditions, their rituals, if you will, above God's, right? And that is always an issue, because they're saying you need to follow these things that we made up over or to replace the things that God created, the laws that God made, the ways in which God wants us to live and to be. And that's the thing, like, we have traditions. I mean, there are some traditions that are not unhealthy. They're not bad at all. Like, every year we do this for this occasion. This is just what our family does. But we're not compromising the faith. We're not saying we're doing this instead of what God says to do, right? That's when it's bad. Because traditions in themselves, they're not bad. And the problem comes when people start becoming conviction pushers. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't convict anyone of their sin. Like, that's the Holy Spirit's job, right? Third person of the Trinity. He is who convicts of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Like, he is the one that does that. And so for us, we're not to be conviction pushers. Like, if I have a conviction to, I'm just making this up. This is not my, I'm just like saying, okay, if I can have a conviction to, you know, I'm not going to, a bar/restaurant. That's just, I can't do that. You know, I was an alcoholic, and I wasn't. I was a drug addict, but a different story. That's my testimony. But say I was an alcoholic and I'm abstaining from drinking, and so I'm like, I'm not going anywhere where there's like a bar, because what that does is bring back the memories of me just going crazy and doing things that I shouldn't do, and I don't want those memories to come up. So I never can go to a bar/restaurant ever again. Like, I just know I can't, because I will see the bar, I will think of those things, and I'll justify going, well, I can just have one, you know, like. So that's not bad. That's a good thing. If someone who is in recovery says, I don't want to do that, well, then, you know, friends and family shouldn't be like, hey, let's go do that, right? And I think that person, if that's a conviction they have, don't do it, please, because you know what it'll lead to, right? But the issue comes in when that person starts to go up to people and be like, hey, you should never go to a bar/restaurant. Why'd you go there? Why'd you go to eat dinner at this restaurant/bar? Like, you should never do that. That's sin. Well, it's not sin. It's a conviction. And there's a difference. You know, years ago, and I'll just tell you one of ours, years ago, many years ago, I don't even know how many years ago, a lot of years ago, but my wife was like, we've been married 18 years, and she's like, you know, she was convicted. She's like, I'm not going to watch rated R movies anymore. I said, oh, okay. Good for you. That's an awesome conviction. She's like, okay. I think she probably expected me to be like, oh, me neither. I'm not going to either. But it wasn't a conviction of mine. So I was like, oh, that's good for you. That's a good idea. So she stopped. And then after a while, God spoke to my heart about it. She didn't say, you need to do it too. You need to not do it too. I mean, you can't watch radar. This is our conviction together. She didn't say that. She knew and understood that it was her personal conviction not to watch these movies. So I said, okay, great. But I love the fact that she did not try to push that on me. Like, well, what are you going to do? You know, she just left it at that. But again, God spoke to my heart a few weeks after that point, and I was like, yeah, you know what? Usually never anything good. It's rare that a radar movie happens where it's like there's scenes that you have to look away. Like, we don't want to... What we see, we fill our minds with, and then from there, it can be bad. So I was like, you know what? It's a great idea, and I'm going to do that too. Like, I'm going to not do that too. I don't want to subject myself to certain images also. I don't feel like I'll be missing out on anything. I think it'll be a good thing. So I went along with her conviction. Her conviction became my conviction. But not through guilt. It was our own personal conviction. And it says in Romans, whatever is not faith is sin. And so we all have different convictions, but we're never called to be conviction pushers, right? We all have things that's like, God told me to do this, and I'm going to do this. God told me not to do that, so I'm going to not do that. And so what I'm trying to say is that we follow what God says. We follow what he says over even those things we make up. Because sometimes those things we make up are a replacement for the things of God. And we have to be careful that we do not do that. Right? Like, the worst thing to do is to compromise. And that's why I think it's important that God has given us a conviction. He convicts us of things, and it's like, that is not right. This tradition is not right. I need to drop this because it's actually harmful to my spiritual life. It's unhealthy. If that's the case, drop it. Right? But God directs us. He lets us know what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, and we can trust him in that, right? Because he is our creator, he is our sustainer, he is the one who we look to in all things, right? Amen? Well, hey guys, God bless you. Hope you have an amazing Wednesday. Praying for you guys. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.